Kansas State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer returning for another football edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Very first time listening to this podcast, checking out the show here as we wind, starting to wind down the 2025 calendar year. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, evening, or end of the week, whatever, to listen to this episode of this podcast. We are on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, free and available daily. Yes, sir. Daily, yes. Monday through Friday, including the weekend as well. Yep, so we got you covered every single day unless Eddie stumbles on his toe. So his toe and not a loaded episode of this podcast. We got you covered every single day. Make sure you are subscribed. If you like what you're listening to or if you've been enjoying this content over here from a fan's perspective, and of course, a K-State alum over here and living in Kansas City, Missouri, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. So, I didn't think they'll go through with it. K-State football yesterday. Obviously, the Shucks show, everything else like that, which I'm going to have my stance on my other podcast I'm going to record here later on this afternoon. Oh, baby. I cannot wait, baby, to unleash. Woo! But K-State, I did not think they'll go through with it. But they did yesterday. Or this was brought up first by the Powercat podcast talked about it. It's like, hold on. And I actually, without even kicking into existence, without even knowing it, you know, if K-State did play in the bowl game, if they lost, you would have finished on the 500. They would have finished on the 500. Just like they started out the season. Okay? Right? 6-6 was not the expectation for this football team. They were supposed to be at least up contending with the top tier. I have said this for the last 7 weeks on this show, if you're an everydayer of the Purple Project Podcast, they're supposed to be contenders, right? And we just hired Colin Klein, right? But obviously, for the second year in a row, we didn't live up to expectations and all the shakeup, the stunning shakeup, how we got here to this point. And now, K-State, yesterday, made it official, not going to play in a postseason bowl, and they're not the only team. They're not the only team. Iowa State had the same thing. They just lost Matt Campbell to Penn State. I did not see that coming. Well, I didn't see the road to getting Colin Klein back the way that we did there either. But, yeah, so those are two teams that stand out. BYU got snubbed again. Again, I'm probably going to talk about this again on the EG3 pod. Again, same feed, the EG3 podcast, under the 3Y podcast with EG3. Yeah, I'm going to do a shameless plug on a Pro Project podcast here. My other podcast, go check it out. It's going to be a must listen for the net. We got two episodes left over there. There's going to be must listens. So you might want to go subscribe over there. That's going to be underneath the 3Y pod with EG3. So type those in. Type that in. You should be able to pull that up easily right there as well. Yeah, man. So as much as it stings for those seniors, Gene Taylor, and this decision doesn't take lightly because now we lost our way. Here, I'm going to probably combine the two of them. Y'all lost your way with the normal college game. Why can't everybody just be happy with bowl? Why can't everybody be happy with regular bowl selections? I don't know, because now we added in the college football playoff, and even that is even more complicated than the BCS standings. But anyways, I'm going to get way in the weeds, because I didn't say that for the EG vibe. But anyways, yeah, for K-State's concern, they declined any bowl applications there this year. So their focus now is obviously get Colin back focused over here. Once he's done with his duties as offensive coordinator at Texas A&M, as they're in the playoff, right? So that's their attention. And yeah, transfer portal is already heating up because we already lost, five players to transfer portal, and it might not stop there. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, man, so this is the other big news story. So we got Colin Klein, new head coach for the football program, and then Gene Taylor, which we're going to hear from in just a second, the athletic director, and probably a host of others decided, you know what, we barely beat Colorado, okay, you know what, that's it, we're going to shut it down. We're going to shut it down, we ain't going to play no bowl, We're not gonna get no cool Christmassy things before bowl. See, this is what we're talking about. See, what? What's happening with college game? This is stupid. But anyways, here's let me see. Actually, let me see. Yeah, Gene Taylor. I thought it was Commissioner Brett Yarn for a minute. But here's Gene Taylor, the athletic director of K-State, with that statement yesterday. Quote, following our recent coaching change in conversations with our player leadership and Commissioner Brett Yarmark, I determined that we will not accept a bullet invitation this afternoon. He goes on to see, continues to say, quote, this decision was not taken lightly, but our coaching staff transition and several uncertainties regarding player availability, I felt it was not in our best interest to try to field a team that was not representative of Kansas State University. He applauded this group for fighting back from a 2-4 record. To lead us to a bowl eligibility yet again, and we're happy that our seniors were able to go out on top with a victory inside Bill Steiner Family Stadium, end quote. Boo! Okay, so yeah, 6-6. We didn't expect that. Nope. So there's no ignoring that. Qualified for their fifth straight bowl game, which we're not even going to play in, because we just going to decline stuff now. And that goes along with players, you know, declining. Hey, we didn't get the college football playoff, so I'm out of here. So, boy, I want to record that podcast right now, which I'm probably going to move that up because I got a lot of things to get on my chest about the college game. Yeah, so it's just the fact that I know, I hate it. On the other side of the seniors, I mean, yeah, I even brought it up before this was even a topic because I thought somebody was joking about it, and it came like, oh, I'm getting articles about this now. I'm like, uh-oh. This might happen. This might actually happen. Kansas State's gonna not play in the bowl game. Not gonna accept anything. This is what it's gotten to, unfortunately. And I hate it for all these, not just for Kansas State. Iowa State's in this spot too. And also the snubs. Notre Dame. Oh my goodness. But it's just the fact that, again, I mean, if there was no transfer portal, no NIL. This is definite. There's no question. No question to ask about it, right? But here, I guess in a way, you gotta say, I guess Gene Taylor, you know, we gotta play it safe. You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't gonna take no chances. You know. Oh my goodness, Eddie's gonna get in trouble. But it's just the fact that man, you know, you gotta do what's right at times. And hey, 6-6. I think who took the part-time sport? Was it BYU? Yeah, I just saw BYU early this morning. You know, yeah, take that. Yeah, so it's just a matter of fact that, hey, man, it's just to what it is. I mean, yeah, I mean, you don't know who's going to be on the roster. And, yeah, the fact that, you know, this Gene Taylor and this leadership took the stand and say, hey, you know, look, it was, yeah, definitely was a tough. That was a tough decision. That was a hard decision because you're playing around with the upper leadership, player leadership anyway, seniors opportunity. This is the last time, man. The fact that we Baylor beat Colorado with basically nobody in the stands due to weather. And look, if this team goes back to the top. If this team would have been playing up to their expectations. And, yeah, despite all the weather and everything else like that, I understand that. But we definitely might have seen, and I'm probably going to speak out of turn. I'm sorry. But we probably would have seen a better turnout at Brosana Family Stadium. I hate it for the season for this aspect because there's basically nobody there. And kudos to y'all. Y'all know who y'all, you know what I'm talking to. The fans that are out there supporting y'all team in that cold. And I appreciate that because I went out there. So, and I don't like the cold. I'm out here running around trying to get ready for something that I'm still stunned that I probably shouldn't be training for. Well, I'm training for something, but this particular race, I shouldn't be training for this race. How the hell am I getting this? I don't know. Again, stay tuned for the EG3 podcast. Woo! Must listen. From the last two episodes of the year. Must listen. Definitely. But, yeah, so this team was supposed to. All this talent. I hate it for seniors in that aspect. I mean, yeah, you go out for a win. I understand. That's the important part. The other part is they barely pay for it to anybody. What are you supposed to do? So I don't know. It's just but yeah, man. So they went through with it. I can't believe it. So Kansas State football decided, with all the transitioning and whatnot, to not play in the 2025 bowl games. So all that saying, they're not playing the bowl this year. So there's that. And I can see it from multiple aspects. From that side, I can definitely see you lose. You're going 6-7. That's a bad look. Bad luck. 6-6 is a bad look anyway for a team that was supposed to be contending for a Big 12 title in a college football playoff spot. It didn't happen anyway. So we're at this point, folks, in college football across the board, folks. We're at this point now that we don't live up to expectations, or individually, I don't get what bowl I want, or I fail to go to the playoff, I'm out of here. See ya. Peace. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's been that type of Monday, baby. Hey, I'm about to unleash on this EG3 podcast. Whoa, my goodness. But another big story coming out of K-State football. A lot happened this past week, and we're just getting caught up a little bit now. I've been in the know. I just haven't gotten around to it because, obviously, we're a K-State podcast full of sports. We don't just focus on football and men's basketball. Because if we did that, we'd be miserable right now. Because men's basketball ain't winning. 4-game losing streak. Football, prior to Colin Klein, the legend, returning home to Manhattan, Kansas, the football team, again, yes, Eddie is saying it again for the 1,000th time, going the wrong direction, right? You need a boost. You need something to get the fans re-energized again about football. Because, again, that's the number one thing. that is the number one thing, right, in Manhattan, right? And I described this last, again, when I was talking about the K-State women's volleyball team and they were playing Nebraska, right? Again, you missed that episode, postcast. Go check that out. Both postcasts are up. The women's volleyball season is unfortunately over. But please, go check those postcasts out wherever you listen to your podcast. This is the Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer on a roll on this Monday as we're recording this football episode. This will come out at some point this week. So be on the lookout for that. But yeah, man, it's just... a lot to get off my chest, and that's probably only the beginning. So yeah, K-State though played it safe, decided, you know what, we're not gonna play the bowl game because of all what's happened, the transition to coaching, Chris Klieman out, Colin Klein in, you know what I'm saying? So there's that for you as well. Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Yeah, yes, I'm gonna stop right there. I can keep going, but anyways, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, Grier number 3 EDDID Podcast for more boys coverage of cats. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to schedule ahead for our last episode over there. I might do another solo episode and then, of course, one more with Alex before 2025 is up there as well. I definitely want to get his thoughts here on really the entire football season there as well, because we haven't had him on since one of the issues that I've been dealing with. happened 2 months ago. So I've been trying to work my way around that, and we're just getting back on our feet now on the outside of the podcast. So I've been trying to work through all that, so we're getting back on our feet slowly. So there's that. I'm trying to deal with that, and then of course with the challenges of the upcoming spring, gotta take care of some playing there. So EG3 gonna be awesome for a little while going into 2026. But anyways, I'm trying to get Alex back on. So again, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. You have to download the Podbean app to do that. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yep, everyday podcast. As I said, iTunes, Spotify, free and available. Make sure you do have a chance. Make sure you do go ahead 4 or 5 stars preferably. Every time I update your content daily, y'all be known about that. But yes. Bigger story, all that what I just said, 15 minutes of it, Kansas State football here in 25 has declined a bowl invitation for 25 after going 6-6 with a season full of expectations not being met. So there's that. Alex Zane out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from, once again, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode right here on the Pro Project Podcast.
all things K-State sports. Go Cats.